Good morning, John. Good to be with you. North Korea has announced that it's preparing to launch a rocket carrying a communication satellite. The launch is planned from a base in the northeast part of the country, raising fears that the missile, with a theoretical range of more than 4,000 miles, could eventually be used to target Alaska. Joining us now is the BBC's John Sudworth from Seoul, South Korea. John, what's the timing for the test of this long-range missile?
Well, North Korea has given no indication of when it thinks it may be able to launch this rocket. Some outside observers, there was an analysis carried out by one of the defense industry publications recently, Jane's Defense Weekly. Their view, based on satellite photographs of the launch site, suggests that a launch could take place as early as within the next few days or so. So there's certainly a widespread view that the launch could be imminent, but the real question is over exactly what it is that North Korea is doing. It insists this is the launch of a satellite. Other people are not so sure and think that in fact it could be a cover for the test firing of a long-range missile.
I was going to say that, you know, there's a lot of negotiations going on in the region. Is there any reason to doubt the truth of this announcement?
Well, based on past experience, perhaps some. Back in 1998, North Korea claimed that it was launching its first satellite, an object that was supposed to orbit the Earth, broadcasting revolutionary songs. It claimed, in fact, that it was successful in doing so, but no independent evidence of the existence of that device was ever produced, leading many people to believe that that launch was indeed just such a long-range missile test under the guise of a satellite launch attempt. And we know that in 2006, North Korea attempted to test fire one of its long-range missiles along with a number of shorter-range missiles. That test firing actually was deemed a failure. The missile burnt up a few seconds after takeoff. So North Korea perhaps does have a bit of a track record. But then to listen to its defense of what it's doing, you have to give some credence to its view that it has a sovereign right to the peaceful development of space technology. And also its view very strongly held that even if this were a missile test, at the moment it isn't bound by any of the moratoriums on long-range missile testing. It's not a signatory to those international protocols, so it would be within its rights to do so.
But does anyone seriously believe that North Korea needs to protect itself from Alaska?
Well, that's right. If this missile does indeed prove to be a success, missile or rocket launch, whatever it is, people do believe it could have a potential range of 7,000 kilometres. Now, obviously, nobody thinks that such a device would be for the defence of North Korea from, as you say, from a threat from Alaska. But the bigger picture, if you like, for North Korea is this, that it is a very isolated regime. It feels itself under enormous international pressure, and it is often been said to use its military strength to guarantee its survival. Of course, that's most relevant in respect of its nuclear program and its nuclear weapons development. But the same could be said, of course, if it does indeed develop reliable long-range missile technology. And I think many people would view that as a way of North Korea, firstly, to guarantee its survival, and secondly, to try to win concessions, as it has done over its nuclear issue, when bargaining with Washington and some of its nearer neighbors.
Hillary Clinton was talking about North Korea just a little while ago. Here's what she had to say.
The possible missile launch that North Korea is talking about would be very unhelpful in moving our relationship forward.
How could all this change the U.S. diplomatic action in the region?
Well, at the moment, as you know, the negotiations over North Korea's nuclear weapons program has been stalled. In a way, there is now a bit of a vacuum as we wait for the Obama administration to decide the best way forward. And I think, as you heard there from the Secretary of State, they would view any action by North Korea which would be deemed as hostile, any action that is likely to upset the the balance of power and be deemed as a regional threat within Northeast Asia, any such action would be viewed as very, very unhelpful. And Washington, I think, is making it very clear that it's unlikely to be swayed by such actions. It would like North Korea to demonstrate a willingness to return to the negotiating table. And I think the suggestions so far have been that if North Korea were to show such a willingness, as Mr. Obama has said himself, America would be willing to extend the hand of friendship to those who are willing to unclench their fists. I think it's pretty clear that North Korea may be one state that he had in mind when he made that remark.
Thanks very much. The BBC's John Sudworth talking to us from Seoul, South Korea. Let's check in right now with Femi Okey. What's going on, Femi?
Hi there, Jerome. Here's some of the big stories making news for you this morning. The time just coming up to 21 minutes to the top of the hour.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.